More than 80 people have finally been buried in Quetta. They were killed 4 days ago. For Muslims who normally bury their dead very soon after death, this was a powerful protest. More than 100 people died in attacks on the same day. Nobody from the provincial government was in Quetta when it happened. Relatives refused to bury their loved ones unless the government of the Balochistan province was dismissed. Grieving women, children and the elderly braved freezing weather and driving rain during a four-day sit-in. They ended their protest when the Prime Minister fired the local government.
God willing, when you wake up in the morning, governor's rule will have been imposed and the governor will be the chief executive.
There are around 600,000 Hazaras in Quetta. They feel persecuted and say the state has not given them any protection.
What did the authorities do in the past 5 years that they will do now in 2 months? If they have any courage, they should provide protection to our people. The dead did not commit a sin. Why have these innocent people been punished?
People were so afraid after the bombing, they took the wounded to a military hospital instead of getting help from civilian doctors. The grief in Quetta brought people out in protest across Pakistan. Some camped outside President Zardari's private residence. And when ministers tried the usual promises, the crowd got angry. Shia leaders called off the protests, but have warned they'll be back on the streets if action is not taken against those behind the attack. It was claimed by the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi, a radical group which says it's proud to kill Shias. The government has promised to find and punish them. It was a rare peaceful protest by the people which removed the Balochistan government. The Hazaras have high hopes that change at the top will ensure their safety. And with that, at least they have some sense of closure to a tragedy which altered so many lives. Usama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.